called to evil, anything that's lost he can eat. He's allowed not to eat it. If so, Maisa Shabbos should also be yosim midiraisa. So tiyasu lechahu, it's something that's also. Rashi says, "Gvena mavasho b'Shabbos." If somebody cooks on Shabbos, doesn't have eiro, it should be also to eat that meat. It should be also of any yid to eat that meat from this lav of the tercha called to eivo. So we should ask in the Maisa Shabbos litzva do to after lechahu. The Mor says, "No, I'm a quote." The pasuk says, "Yes, special zayasakosav ki kodesh ulochem." He would ask in he kodesh. V'yein maaseh kodesh. Only Shabbos itself has kedusha to it, but not maaseh. If you cook up on Shabbos, you do a maaseh Shabbos. That has no kedusha. That does not put an issur upon the food. So here's a special gzeras kosev that maaseh Shabbos is not also midiraisa. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding daf kuf tes vov meralach on top. Again, there's Shaila was. Elamiyat is so Maisa Shabbat listen through. If you dash in the posik of Loisoichal Kol Tuevo, if we dash in Kosher Tiaftlach or anything that's also Midiraisa, it's Tuevo, it's disgusting, there's love not eat it. If so, why don't I say Maisa Shabbos? Meaning if you overwon the Lama Tess and Lachas on Shabbos, let's say you cooked food on Shabbos, so listen so, it should be also eat it then. Lo lomis, not only on Shabbos, even after Shabbos, for anybody, for any Jew, it should be also to eat it. So if we have to lechohu, you did something disgusting, you didn't have error with it, by cooking up this food on Shabbos. And we know, not like that, that it's only yosim midirabonim, but midirais, you not eat it. Samar says, on Makro, the Pasuk says, ki koidish ilochem, that we darshin, he koidish, means Shabbos is koidish. There's only kedushin is about the yom Shabbos itself. And therefore we dash in v'yein ma'aseh ha'kodesh, but an action of malocha that you did on Shabbos does not become kedusha. Meaning to say, if you cook food on Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat it, it does not become kodesh. Only v'yein of Shabbos is kodesh, not the ma'aseh. So therefore, such a zeras ha'kostev that the ma'aseh Shabbos is still mutter ba'achilo. Another more question still, chayrish b'shor v'chamor, if somebody plows a field with a shor v'chamor, is over lav. Now, let it be chosh, you can't plow together with a shor nechamor, or else for chosim pipor v'dashpo. When a person is threshing his wheat, say he has a cow, and he chosim pipor, he muzzles up the mouth, which is also allowed. You're not allowed to muzzle up the mouth of an animal when it's doing work for you. So let's say somebody does these two averus, and also listasor, it should be yosa dem teet from that plowing or from that threshing, it should be yosa teet the tefuah that grows. Why? So tiyafti lechohu, because it's called you did something mean, you did something disgusting here. You're over lav. So if you hold the postic says loisercha kol tueva, that's why you're saying basa b'chol of izasa b'achila. These things should also be yasa b'achila, and we know these things are mutar b'achila. So Mora says no. Hashta, it's like this. Omar Shabbos the chamira, maaseh mutarim madoch by Shabbos. If you cook food on Shabbos, that you're over chiv skila. You're over Mechiv Misa, if you do it. And still, the Maiseh's Mutorim, still you don't eat that food. If so, honey, these Averas, they're only allowed by Yamo, Lekol Shechein, that for sure, by Bosa, by Chor, Shor, Chamor, or Chorsim, Pipora, that you'll not eat from what grows out of it. So Rashi speaks out, even though before we dashed that Bosa, the Cholav is also. So how come these things here are Mutter? So the answer is, Rashi says the Bishtam by Basa Becholov, that's a Svaro, because that's the goof of the Issa. Because Basa Becholov, your mamish cooked the milk and the meat together, that is the Issa. But Harisha, it's not the actual Harisha that's being also. You want what grows out of it. Rosh Chosim P also. It's not the actual Chasima that you're having Hano from. It's from the Disha, from the Tfua. So that's like not directly from the Aver itself. Therefore, this we learn now from Shabbos, that what comes out of it is not Kodesh. But Bosa Becholov, that's the goof of the Aveir itself, that tak is also teed from the Pasuk of Loisecha Kol Tueva. Now the Gemara says, but still, Klai Zeroyim Lissasur, when you grow Klai Zeroyim, different type of vegetables together, that there is mamish the goof of the Aveir, and be eating it, so why isn't it also teed? Klai Zeroyim should be also. So it's Yavtu Lechohu, because it's a meat, it's something in Avera. Samar says, no. Since the Pasuk says, by Klai HaKerem, we grow Klai in the Kerem in the vineyard next to the grapes, the other Pasuk says, Pentaktish Pentukeresh, that don't do it because it become Kaddish and have to burn it, so that's also Bachila. Who are the Mesosa Banobusun see? But I call upon a Mechlal, the Klai is Royim Shori. Mashma, if you grow Klaim in the Zroim, stand vegetables one next to another, so even though you overlap, but you'll not eat it, there's no Aveira in eating it. The Gemara still asks, V'yemim, what don't I say? V'yemim, what don't I say? Klaye kerem asurin, ben biachila ben bano enechanami. Klaye kerem, things that grow in the kerem, that's also from this Pasuk, Pentukdash, Pentukeresh, you'll have to burn it, it's also both Bachila and even Bahano. That's the big. Only Klai is Roy, only Klai Kerem is also Bano. But maybe Klai is Roy and Bachila Asira Bano Shari. But maybe Klai is Roy, Mitzvasatit. True, it's Mutta Bano. It was only by Klai Kerem, the Pasuk says, Tukaresh, you have to burn it. But maybe Klai is Roy, Mitzvasa Bachila Y, from the Pasuk of Kol Tueva. Samara says, no, the Svara said that Iskush Laklai Behema. The Svara said that Klai is Roy and Iskush Laklai Behema. The Pasuk says, Behem techol asabir klayim, so techol asizra klayim. His heck is the same Pasuk, it says one next to another. Yenala Rabbi Marbiya mate two different types of animals together, and you can't plant worm in your field. Says, so ma behem techol, just like if you mate two animals together. Hayyotu menu materas lemaisa, even though you did an aveira. The kid that comes out as mutav achilam, afsodachor, the same thing by field, when you plant royim, hayyotu menu mutav. What comes out of the client's royim is muta machila. So this is a special limud, even though it's a tueva, here it still remains muta machila. Now the Gemara asks, but a klai behemu gufayim minolan. How do we know if you mate two different types of animals together that the kid that comes out is muta machila? Maybe also, since you did an avera by mating it together, being obviously a klayim, maybe the kid is also machila. Samara says no. Since it's a special pasuk to say that an animal that's from klayim, it's also for korbin. Rashi said the tanya will dash in the pasuk show a kesel b'yeis prat leklayim. Says so. Mechlal the Gemara says here it's a proof that lehed yishori, that for normal person he's allowed to eat it. That klayim is mutter for normal person, only for a korbin is it also. Now the Gemara still is. If so, oisav yes b'noi lissasor. If you shecht the mother today, and then you shecht the kid today, also, so you're over love, it should be yours to teach the kid. Why? Because you should be over love of kol tueva, loisoch of kol tueva, it should be yours to bachiva. So Mori answers no. The Mori says, midios to rachamona mechusas man legvoya. Since the Torah says the korban that's a mechusas man, that's not fit to be brought today. Which really, that's the aveira voice of yes benoi. It's a mechusas man today, you can't bring it. So the Torah says that's also to be brought for korban, such an animal. Mechlal, that's approved to a hedya chori, that for a normal person, for hedya attack, it's muta, an animal that's mechusas man. Meaning to say, even if you shecht oisav yes benoi the same day, still you'll not eat from that shita. Now the Gemara says, Shaluach HaKal Lissasar, in a case where somebody took the mother chicken, the mother bird, off its nest, off the eggs, which is Navera. Torah says, you're not allowed to take the mother. Let's say somebody took the mother, he's over love. The Torah says now, Shalech to Shalech, you have to send it away. So the person sends away the mother, why don't they say that mother now, it's also tidit. Because since you did an Navera by taking away the mother from off the kids, or from off the eggs, it should be also tidit the mother now. And we don't know, you just have to send it away, but you'll not eat it. Sigmar says, Le'omru Torah Shaleach Le'takolo. That's a svar, the Torah wouldn't give a mitzvah to send away this mother, and it's really Yasta Vachila. Because then you're calling it a kola, you're calling it mishappening for people. They go up later, will find that bird, they're not going to realize that it's also, and they'll come to eat it. So you bring the takola to them. So that's a svar, since the Torah tells you to send away this bird, that treat to this bird is still muta Vachila. So far we're coming out, the only thing we have also from this lav of a circle called Tereva is Bosa Becholof. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rash Lakish, Minayin Lebosa Becholof Shosa. How do I know to say that it's also Bosa Becholof is also Bachila? How do I know to say that it's also? The Torah only says, Like Sebastian Gedi Bechalei Vimoy. So how do we know to say that it's also Teet? So Tamalem, the Pasuk says, al toichlu mimenu no uvoshel mevushel. It says by Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach when it's cooked up or when it's raw. So it says over here, shein tamud loimim mevushel. The word mevushel is extra. Joshua said, al toichlu mimenu no uvoshel. Don't eat from the Korban Pesach when it's raw or when it's cooked up. What's the extra lashon of mevushel? So not tamud loimim mevushel. Why is it supposed to say the word mevushel? Loimim comes to teach us like this. That yeshlocha bishel achar shukizem. There's another type of a bishel that's also like this. So lema comes to tell us that yeshlocha bishel achar shukizem v'yezizem. What other type of bishel is also awesome? That's basa becholov. So Rashi says shasa bechila kizem. So Rashi says learn out from Korban Pesach that just like if you cook up a Korban Pesach, it's also teat the meat. Who are then if you cook up a basa becholov, it's also teat from the meat. Now, all Malay Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, it says back to Rosh Lakish, Ku'u Rezu.